Blog Talk Radio.
All right, this is Brenham and Airplane, a special Sunday night edition. Tonight we're going to go to a very important topic, perhaps a more important topic than we usually cover. Joining me once again from the Crown Weather Service's Forecast Center in Presque Isle, Maine, is one Rob Lightbound. And Rob, welcome back.
Thank you, Joe. A lot to talk about tonight.
A lot to talk about, obviously.
Let me start with Hurricane Gustav. The latest 8 o'clock advisory, which just came out, maximum winds with Gustav are 115 miles an hour, makes it a Category 3. Satellite imagery over the last couple of hours show an ever-improving-looking storm, and reconnaissance aircraft in there are starting to show a dropping pressure. So we may have a strengthening hurricane on our hands tonight as it approaches central and southeastern Louisiana. Right now it's tracking to the northwest at 17 miles an hour. On this path, best estimate, it's going to make landfall in Terrebonne, in St. Mary Parishes, which is basically the Uma and Morgan City area, probably in the next 11 to 15 hours. We're looking at probably a time frame of between 6 and 11 a.m. Central Time Monday morning for a landfall time, depending on if it holds its current speed or if it slows a bit as it approaches the coast, which is quite possible. I'm expecting that Gustav should intensify overnight. I'm looking at a peak intensity overnight of it reaching 125 to 135 miles an hour, so it'll probably increase another 10 miles an hour. That strength would make it a high-end Category 3, low-end Category 4 hurricane. Tropical storm force winds are already just about to reach the southeast tip of Louisiana, and those winds will continue to progress inland overnight and will reach the metro New Orleans area probably around or just after midnight. Hurricane force winds should reach the coast probably sometime after midnight and just between after midnight and before 6 a.m. Monday morning, Central Time, and should reach the New Orleans area late Monday morning. So Metro New Orleans should be experiencing hurricane force winds probably by late Monday morning. The eyewall of the storm should reach Terrebonne, Lafourche, Assumption, St. Mary, St. Martin, St. James, and Jefferson Parishes probably as early as 5, 6, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, or as late as 8 or 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, Central Time, depending on the forward speed of the hurricane. The eyewall should progress slowly inland across southern Louisiana through the afternoon hours tomorrow, with slowly improving conditions across southern and southeastern Louisiana by probably by tomorrow evening, it looks like. In addition to all this, a storm surge of 12 to 16 feet is expected with the landfall of the hurricane from Terrebonne Parish and points east in southeast Louisiana and southwest Mississippi. This does include Metro New Orleans, Houma, and Grand Isle. In addition to that, some localized storm surges of 20 feet are possible near where Gustav comes ashore in southern Louisiana. Isolated tornadoes are also possible across much of the northern Gulf Coast tonight into Monday, and there is also a heavy rainfall threat with a real threat for flooding with rainfall amounts of 10 to 20 inches expected over the next few days over Louisiana into eastern Texas. For the folks down there in Louisiana, there are some good local media that you can be tuning into. They include WWL-TV, Channel 10, WDSU, Channel 6, both out of New Orleans, KFOL-TV, Channel 10, out of Houma in Morgan City, and WAFB, Channel 9, out of Baton Rouge. Now, let me turn to Tropical Storm Hanna. At 5 p.m. this afternoon, Hanna was a 45-mile-per-hour struggling tropical storm. It was located just east of the Bahamas. It's forecast to track slowly to the west and west-southwest over the next couple of days, and then is forecast to turn to the northwest and speed up as it passes just east of the Bahamas on Wednesday and Thursday. All indications are now that it could impact areas from northeast Florida, northward to the Carolinas, and perhaps even areas further north late this week into next weekend as a Category 1 or maybe even a Category 2 hurricane. Some of the latest guidance I was looking at just before I came on the air, two of the models, the H-Wharf model, showed a southeast North Carolina landfall on Thursday night, Friday morning as a Category 2 105-mile-per-hour hurricane, and the GFDL model showed a landfall somewhere between Savannah and Charleston on Friday morning as a 85 to 90-mile-per-hour Category 1 hurricane. So that's pretty much the latest on both Gustav and Hanna at the 8 o'clock hour.
Hey. This is XXBN's coverage of Hurricane Gustav and Tropical Storm Hanna. You can join us. We have 20 more minutes at 646-200-3136. You can also go to xxbn.net and press the click to talk button. And you can come in live with your questions or discussion about either of the two storms with forecaster Rob Lightbound. I'm Jill Brenneman. This is Brenneman Airplane on XXBN. Rob, any historical comparisons possible to Hanna?
Not really that I can come up with right now. Right now, it's just a struggling tropical storm. Reason why it is struggling is that there is dry air being pulled into the storm. Plus, there's also a upper level low to the west and northwest of Kiana, which is producing wind shear over the tropical storm, and that's basically putting a cap on any strengthening in the near term. It's thought that the upper level low will diminish and pull away, which would put Hannah under a more favorable environment in about 3 days or so. And once that happens, it should start turning to the northwind, speeding up and potentially come ashore as far south as maybe south as far south as northeast Florida, or as far north as maybe the mid-Atlantic states. Still quite a bit of disagreement among the models on what they want to do with Hannah. There's a very large spread on the model guidance with Hannah. So definitely a lot of questions with this, with Hannah. So definitely a system to watch.
Now, do you see any chance that Hannah could dissipate and the East Coast would be off the hook?
Definitely possible, especially if the global models are incorrect on lifting out the upper level low. If that upper level low keeps putting the shear over the storm, it'll either just stay at a moderate tropical storm or just entirely wind down. I think the next couple of days are really key on what will happen with Hannah. I think probably by Tuesday morning, I think we should have a pretty good idea on the entire upper level environment and the overall synoptic environment on what's going to steer Hannah and how much, if any, inhibiting factors will play into what will happen with Hannah.
Now back to Gustav. Do you see a possibility of Gustav somehow winding down or striking someplace unexpected, say Pensacola or East Texas, and missing New Orleans somehow?
Not really at this point. Satellite imagery is showing an ever-improving system. Each recon fix in Gustav over the last few hours are showing a 1 or 2 millibar drop with each fix. At one point, I was looking at pressure drops of 1 millibar per hour, which is it's not rapid, but it is fairly significant. Pretty much the entire upper air flow around Gustav has pretty much locked the storm into a northwest motion right up to landfall, if not after landfall. After it makes landfall, it's forecast to slow way down as it gets into northwest Louisiana and eastern Texas. And once that happens, the real threat will turn to flooding concerns from freshwater flooding caused by very heavy rains of up to 20 inches, if not more in some areas.
Now, 20 inches, I mean thinking of that in terms of snow, that's an astonishing amount of rain.
Yeah, that would be equivalent to 20 feet of snow.
That would keep you up even more than these storms are.
Yeah.
All right, Rob, if you want to give a quick... Well, actually, I believe we have a caller.
Hello?
All right, caller, go ahead. You're on XXBN with Rob Lightbound.
Yes, I just want to call this in on L about the hurricane coming in. Right now, I got one of my buddies in town. He's staying with me for about a week, and then we got one of my family members is being stubborn about it because all my family, that he decided to stay in town. He said, well, I stayed in town with Katrina and Hurricane Rita, and he's staying in New Orleans, so I don't know what to think. I think it could be an idiot, but all my family trying to tell him, get up here before it's too late, and it's like 8:15. So I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to take a couple of days off from work Tuesday night, and probably go to work tomorrow and tell them, say, hey, I got to go to New Orleans. I don't care. So just let you know that one of my family members is up here, and then my uncle is down there, and he's not listening to nobody, so he's staying in town and writing this out. So I just want to call and get that in, and then I'm going to call my sister-in-law, and so I just want to call that in. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you, caller. And if you'd like to join in, you still have time. You can call into XXBN. This is coverage of Hurricane Gustav. Joining me is Crown Weather Service's forecaster, Rob Lightbound from Crown Weather Services in Presque Isle, Maine. 646-200-3136. You can also go to xxbn.net and press click to talk. Rob, what are your thoughts for the caller's relative? I mean, at what point is it really too late? I mean, the caller mentioned that it was too late. What point would it be too late?
Actually, I think it is now too late. They're looking at tropical storm force winds probably right on the coast now, looking at the radar loops out of New Orleans. It should be now coming into Grand Isle probably within the next 30 to 45 minutes, and then New Orleans Metro should start seeing probably tropical storm force winds probably in the next 2 or 3 hours. So I think the time to leave has passed, unfortunately. So I think at this point, anybody that's still down there is going to have to shelter within and if you are in southern Louisiana and southeast Louisiana, and if conditions get really, really bad, and God forbid if your house starts coming apart, my best advice to follow basic tornado rules. Find an interior room, like a bathroom, a hallway closet, somewhere without windows. Take pillows, blankets, anything that you can cover your body with, cover your head with, to avoid blind debris. And unfortunately, pray. I think as for surge flooding, I'm hoping nobody down there that is required, was mandatory, that was in a mandatory evacuation. I'm hoping nobody stayed. I'm hoping that all those people got out. If you are down there and are staying in your place and you are in a surge-prone area and the water does start coming up, head for your attic, I guess, and head as high as you can. Don't try to swim because the current will just be too fast. Plus, God knows what could be in the water. So basically run from the height from basically get up as high as you can for water, and then if the wind becomes a problem and not the water, then basically tornado safety rules, interior room, interior closet, bathroom, whatnot. Cover your body, cover your head from flying debris, and pray for the best.
Now, Rob, we've picked up a significant amount of listeners in the last few minutes. If you could paraphrase once again, for those just joining us.
Yep, sure. Let me start with Hurricane Gustav. As of 8 p.m. this evening, maximum sustained winds with Gustav are 115 miles an hour. It is forecast to intensify some more tonight to a 125 to 135 mile per hour hurricane. I'm thinking that it will make landfall somewhere between 6 and 11 a.m. Monday morning in Terrebonne in St. Mary Parishes, which is just basically the eye of the storm is forecast to come in just south of Uma and south and just south of Morgan City as probably a 120 to 135 mile per hour hurricane. Tropical storm force winds are now just reaching the coast, and they're supposed their forecast to spread inland tonight, reaching Metro New Orleans probably in the next 2 or 3 hours. Hurricane force winds will reach the coast sometime between just after midnight and just before 6 a.m. Central Time Monday morning, and then reach Metro New Orleans by mid to late morning on Monday. The eyewall of this hurricane will reach Terrebonne, Plaquemines, Lafourche, Assumption, St. Mary, St. Martin, St. James, Jefferson parishes, probably sometime between 5 and 9 a.m. Monday morning, and continue through much of the day on Monday as Gustav slowly track and land. Any particular spot will probably experience hurricane force winds for up to 6 to 8 hours. That's the best estimate I could come up with thus far. In addition, a storm surge of 12 to 16 feet is forecast from areas from Terrebonne Parish and points east in southeast Louisiana, southwest Mississippi. This area does include New Orleans, Uma, and Grand Isle. Some localized areas could see storm surges of 20 feet near where Gustav comes ashore in southern Louisiana. In addition, isolated tornadoes are possible tonight into Monday across much of the northern Gulf Coast. There's also a heavy rain threat with flooding for the next few days. Up to 20 inches of rain is expected across all of Louisiana into eastern Texas. On to Hannah. Hannah, as of late this afternoon, was a 45-mile-per-hour tropical storm. It was located just east of the Bahamas. It is forecast to track to the west and west-southwest over the next 2 days or so, and then is forecast to turn northwest and speed up by Wednesday and Thursday. Hannah could impact areas from northeast Florida, northward through the Carolinas, and perhaps areas further north late this week into next weekend as a Category 1 or perhaps a Category 2 hurricane.
Rob, one of the guests, I believe it was the gentleman that was discussing his relative, He's asking if you could give a specific breakdown for the New Orleans Metro.
Okay, sure. For New Orleans Metro, I'm expecting tropical storm force winds to arrive in the city probably in the next 2 or 3 hours, with hurricane force winds reaching Metro New Orleans sometime early Monday morning. Best estimate would be probably between 8 and 10 a.m. Monday morning, and continuing probably through Monday afternoon in Metro New Orleans. It looks like probably 75 to 80 mile per hour sustained winds with gusts to 100 miles an hour. Storm surge in the Metro New Orleans area probably looks to be on the order of 12 to 16 feet. Rainfall of 10 to 20 inches, and also the risk of isolated tornadoes tonight into all day Monday.
So, Rob, if you can stick, is it possible you can stick with us a little bit later? We've got a really significant number of callers. Callers,
absolutely.
If you'd like to get your questions in, Rob would be more than happy to take them. You can do that at 646-200-3136. I just totally put Rob on the spot, asking him in front of a significant audience if he can stay. I can see from the chat that we are probably anticipating some callers. So once again, if you want to get in a question, or if you have loved ones, or if you are actually there, well, if you're there, you probably should hang up on this show and finish preparations, I guess, unless you're fully prepared. This is coverage of Hurricane Gustav and Tropical Storm Hannah on XXBN. This is Brenneman Airplane. Brenneman Airplane is an exclusive product of XXBN, Raleigh-Durham. With me is Crown Weather Service's forecaster, Rob Lightbound, from crownweatherservices.com, or I'm sorry, crownweather.com. For those of you just joining us, Rob is giving a breakdown of both Hurricane Gustav, Tropical Storm Hannah, and I believe the tropics are going to keep Rob up for a few days, as there are two more systems farther out in the Atlantic. Rob, how does this compare to Katrina?
A different track, and with this type of a track where it's tracking from the southeast to the northwest, it has the potential to produce more wind damage in southeast Louisiana than what we saw with Katrina. Southeast Louisiana, for the most part, was on the west side of Katrina, which put it on the more, quote-unquote, weaker side of the system, of the storm. This time, the actual eye will cross southern and southeastern Louisiana, especially the Grand Isle, Houma areas of southern Louisiana on Monday. And at this point, landfall times could be as early as 8 or 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, or maybe even a little earlier than that, or as late as noontime, depending on if it does, in fact, slow down before it comes ashore, which is certainly possible. But at the current speed it's tracking at, it's roughly 12 hours away from landfall, but I'm expecting it to slow up a little bit before coming ashore, and that would delay the time of landfall by about 2 or 3 hours. So probably anywhere from mid-morning to lunchtime tomorrow, we're looking at a landfall of Gustav, with rapidly deteriorating weather conditions starting in the next couple of hours.
All right, Rob, we have another caller. I've got part of his name that's cut off. I believe it's Tom in 410 area code.
Okay.
Hi, how you doing, Joe?
Good. You welcome to
My name is Tony from Reality One Radio here in Baltimore. And I was just going to say, we do a lot of stuff here with forecasting as well. And what I was wondering is, since you guys are also doing the show tomorrow, I don't know if Rob is going to be with you or not, but we may be able to help you out a little bit with phone quality and that kind of stuff, if that's a possibility. I don't know if we also have a toll-free 800 number, 1-866 number, that people can use to call into the show, if and we can send that your way, too, during the course of the show, if that's agree with you guys. I don't know if, I know that I'm having a hard time hearing your guests, and I'm sure other people are in the same boat as well. So we may be able to help you out with that as well.
Okay, you know, you're really difficult to hear, kind of ironically.
I'm hard to hear? Wow.
There you go. Now you were better. Whatever you just did was better. We were catching a lot of bass and reverb.
Wow. Is that better?
Yeah. Rob, can you hear him?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's good. At least one of us can hear it. No. I was going to say, we do a lot of weather forecasting stuff here in Baltimore with Reality One Radio. We're an internet radio station, and we link up with the National Weather Service as well, so we feed internet radio broadcasts and weather alerts for all over the country here. And we also have a couple of blog talk radio shows, and we have a toll-free number that if callers want to, maybe I can be here for your noontime show tomorrow. And if Rob, your guest, is going to be on with you tomorrow, we may be able to help out that way with some audio configurations. Because I know I'm having a hard time hearing your guest right now.
That would be great. You know, we'd love to have, you know, expand the audiences. Rob has got some great information to pass along. He's an outstanding forecaster. Rob will be here at noon again tomorrow.
Okay.
And that is noon Eastern time. I'm getting an update now from a previous caller. Caller from 678 area code has an update for us. Caller, if you want to come back in, we will put you back on. This was a gentleman who has relatives in the strike zone of this hurricane. And caller, go ahead. You're on XXBN. All right. Give it another try. See if you can come back in. He's got some information that he wants to share with us. Rob, is Baltimore looking
at... Joe, I will put my email address in the chat, and that way you guys can contact me after the show, and we can go from there. How's that sound?
All right. I look forward to it. I don't want to speak for Rob. Rob, I'm assuming you'd be open to an expanded audience?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, like I said, we'll talk after the show. I have a blog talk show at 9 o'clock from 9 to 9:45. But after that, I'll be willing to give you guys a call, or we can talk about it, or do it in Skype, or whatever way you want to do it. An email, that's fine.
We look forward to it.
All right, have a good evening, and thanks for being there and doing a great show.
Thank you, caller. And it's not too late to get your calls in. 646-200-3136. My guest is Rob Lightbound from crownweather.com. Rob, something that you pointed out that, you know, I remember from Hurricane Fran striking Raleigh-Durham, and I think one of the misconceptions of a hurricane is that you have until landfall. am I correct in saying that you can experience quite a bit of severe, if not the most severe, weather ahead of landfall?
That's correct. You can have very strong winds for several hours before landfall of a hurricane. Like with Gustav for tonight, tropical storm force winds are going to be there in the next couple of hours, but yet landfall isn't for another 12 to as much as 14 hours, and so those winds are just going to keep increasing over the next 12 to 14 hours with hurricane force winds reaching the coast, probably as soon as probably 3 or 4 hours before landfall. So as you can tell, you for many, many hours before the landfall of the storm, you're going to have very strong winds. Not only that, after the storm has passed you, you're going to have winds just as strong from the completely opposite direction for several more hours. So you can have up to a 8, 10 to 12 hour period of very, very severe weather in terms of hurricane force winds, blinding rains, storm surge, and isolated tornadoes.
All right, Rob, joining us once again, our caller from Metro Atlanta. Caller in Atlanta, go ahead.
Yes, just one call to get this real quick in. This guy's phone, my Uncle Scott, he said that cops came knocking on his door, said that everybody's on their own, and if anybody on the streets, they will be arrested. So he told the cop, the gentleman, he said, well, y'all can do whatever you want to, but I'm staying in. So they say that that if nobody don't leave, as let's say it's 8:37 my time, it's 2 hours distance, so 6:37 over there. So they say if nobody not leaving by 10 o'clock, then everybody's on their own, and if they out in the street, they will be arrested. So I just want to call and get that update, and I'll call in back in tomorrow at 12 o'clock and let y'all know. Excuse me, I'm getting choked up here. But I just want to call and get this in, and 12 o'clock tomorrow, let's see, next show tomorrow is at 12, I will call in and let y'all know what the update is. So I just want to call, and I'm going to get off the phone and keep my lines clear. Thank you, and
All right. Thank you very much, caller. Certainly, we at XXBN and Crown Weather Services wish the best to your relative. Who, to my understanding, if I remember correctly, is in New Orleans. Rob, maybe you can correct me on that.
Yes, I believe so. Let me interrupt you for a second. I'm looking here. It's kind of old, but still it shows what a approaching hurricane can produce. The National Weather Service in New Orleans has a tornado warning in effect for Central Jefferson Parish, Central LaForche Parish, Northwestern Plaquemines Parish, and West Central St. Bernard and Southeastern St. Charles Parish until 7:45 p.m. Central, which would be 8:45 Eastern, so five more minutes. So some of those outer bands that are coming into extreme southeastern Louisiana are already producing, are already triggering tornado warnings.
Rob, we have enough. Whoops, go ahead.
And that should probably continue right through tonight into tomorrow.
Rob, we have an update from a screening supervisor at MSY Airport, which is the international airport in New Orleans, he has advised that the last flight out has officially now gone out. Apparently there was a delay on one flight. He didn't state the airline. But just to get his information out there, if anyone is still thinking of getting out by a commercial airline, that ship has sailed, according to Joe, who is a supervisor at the airport, the international airport in New Orleans. Rob, we've picked up some more listeners. It's still not too late. If you'd like to join in, we still have some time left, about 18 minutes. You can join us. You can get your questions in from Rob Lightbound from Crown Weather Services here on XXBN. That number is 646-200-3136. Once again, 646-200-3136. You can also go to xxbn.net and press the click to talk button, and you can access us that way. Or if you have relatives who are in the landfall area, or you yourself are in the landfall area, if you want to call in and give us an update, we're getting more information that all airlines have officially ended service to the New Orleans Metro via MSY. Rob, do you think we're looking at a damage on par with Katrina?
I think in some areas, probably south and southwest of New Orleans, where the actual eye wall comes ashore, especially in Terrebonne and Terrebonne County, Terrebonne Parish. I'm sorry. I think Terrebonne Parish, St. Mary Parish, basically the Uma, Morgan City area. I think those will be the areas to be probably hit the very hardest from Gustav in terms of both wind damage and potential surge damage. I think looking at some of the surge models, the Uma area in areas just east of Uma in Terrebonne Parish are the areas that have the potential to see those localized 20-foot storm surges. Overall, in southeast Louisiana and southwest Mississippi, we're looking at a 12 to 16-foot storm surge, but there are areas in southeast Louisiana, especially in Terrebonne County, at Terrebonne Parish, I'm sorry, that look to may see a 20-foot storm surge in some localized areas, just because that's where the actual eye wall of the storm is going to come ashore, in areas right at where the eye of the storm comes in, and just to the right, we'll see the maximum amount of surge.
Now, Rob, when you're discussing a storm surge, my question for you, a storm moving at approximately a 315-degree direction southeast to northwest is Katrina. Is there added danger based upon the configuration of the west side of a hurricane being on the right on a northeast quadrant and then the backlash of that or Lake Pontchartrain?
In New Orleans itself, the way it's looking with that southeast fetch, the reports I've been looking at this afternoon, it looks like the west side of Lake Pontchartrain looks to see the highest surge levels just because of the southeast fetch of the wind over the next 12 to 15 hours as the storm comes in. After that, it's possible that when the winds shift around to the west and northwest, that all that water that's pushed up on the west side may be driven back towards the southeast and east, back towards the Gulf of Mexico. But as far as it looks, probably the worst areas are going to be on the west side of Lake Pontchartrain, and then south into the way it looks is Terrebonne and Terrebonne Parish, and areas just east of Terrebonne Parish, and that does include the Houma area of Louisiana.
Do you think that we're looking at the widespread disaster that Katrina was? Is that a possibility? Do you think the improvements to the levees, are they built to withstand the size storm that Gustav has morphed into?
That part, I'll be honest, I really don't know. Just, I don't know how strong the levees actually are. What I've heard is just basically hearsay, and I'm not really informed enough to make a definite opinion on whether those levees will hold. My biggest concern is the west side, where that southeast wind fetch gets pushed up against the west side of New Orleans, and that area, out of the entire area of New Orleans, probably has the best potential to have the levees overtopped.
Now, can you explain for our listeners, what is the difference between a breach levee and an overtop levee?
A breach levee is basically a levee that has cracks in it so that the water seeps through. And a overtop levee is when the water actually reaches the very top of the levee and washes over the levee. So basically it's like if you fill a bathtub too much and it reaches the very top of the bathtub, the water will just flow over the bathtub onto your bathroom floor and obviously make a big mess. But if your bathtub has a crack in it or something, or there's a crack in the seal of the bathtub, then that water will seep in between the bathtub and the wall, and if it's like my place, it will leak down into the ceiling onto the first floor and make a big mess in the living room, which happened to me about a year ago. So, that's basically the difference between a breach levee and a overtop levee.
And then just to throw you off track, I'm looking at the new forecast, the 8 o'clock advisory. The Hurricane Center, it looks like they're forecasting a Savannah direct hit at 2 p.m. on Friday. What are your thoughts to that? I mean, I can see a cone area that stretches roughly from Raleigh, North Carolina, all the way into Tennessee. It encompasses all the way down to, I would say, Fort Myers and Miami, or perhaps Fort Lauderdale. What are your thoughts to Savannah?
The reason for that is for that forecast track is I think they're looking at all the different models, and there's a pretty big spread with the models with Tropical Storm Hanna. And the last I looked, the model spread stretched from really eastern Florida all the way up into the Carolinas. Let me see if the actual latest models have come out on Hanna as we speak here.
Do you want a brief break so you can check the models?
No, actually, I'm looking at them right now.
Got them?
The latest models that have just come out show a spread in the models going from roughly Jacksonville all the way up to Morehead City. And the consensus model, is basically an average of all the models put together, and it comes out with a consensus, is now centered pretty close to what the GFDL model was showing, and that showing a landfall somewhere between Savannah and Charleston, South Carolina. It looks like 4.5 to 5 days from now, and that would place it Friday afternoon.
Do you need any sleep between now and then? I don't see you getting a whole lot of sleep this week.
I'm coming to try to get some sleep. I'm going to stay up for the 11 o'clock advisories from the Hurricane Center and update all the graphics on the web page. And then I'm going to try to get some, try to get 3 or 4 hours of sleep and then be up for 4 a.m. and go from there. Hopefully, after Gustav comes in tomorrow, I'll be able to get a couple of days' worth of rest before dealing with Hannah's potential landfall late this week.
All right, Rob, we have about 7 minutes left. What are your concluding thoughts between now and our next show at noon tomorrow? Which by noon tomorrow, I think we'll already have made landfall or very close to it.
Probably by noon time tomorrow, it will be on the coast or just arriving on the coast. So between now and then, weather conditions are going to go downhill from here. The real rain bands are now coming into extreme southeastern Louisiana, and those are probably being accompanied by tropical storm force winds. Those tropical storm force winds will continue tracking inland over the next several hours, reaching metro New Orleans probably in the next couple of hours. Hurricane force winds will reach the coast. I'm looking at probably between after midnight tonight and just before 6 a.m. Monday morning, and those hurricane force winds will reach New Orleans metro probably mid to late morning tomorrow. The actual center of the storm will come ashore somewhere in the neighborhood of, we're looking at probably 12 to 15 hours from now. So we're looking at mid to late morning tomorrow or as late as noontime tomorrow, depending on the forward speed of the storm over the next 12 hours or so. Would that be eyeball the storm will come ashore? Probably it looks like over Terrebonne and St. Mary's parishes, and that does include the Houma and Morgan City area. It looks like it'll come ashore somewhere between a 120 and 135 mile per hour hurricane. So those areas will feel the worst effects of the storm in terms of winds. Storm surge of 12 to 16 feet is expected from Terrebonne Parish east, and that includes all of southeast Louisiana, southwest Mississippi. in that area. There are some areas that could see localized 20-foot storm surges, especially where Gustav comes ashore in southern Louisiana. Isolated tornadoes are also possible tonight into Monday across the entire North Gulf Coast. Up to 20 inches of rain is forecast over the next few days over all of Louisiana into eastern Texas. For those that are still down there in southern Louisiana or have evacuated and are looking to tune into the local media, WWL-TV Channel 10 and WDSU Channel 6 out of New Orleans, WJUN and WFOL-TV 10 out of Uma, Morgan City, and WAFB Channel 9 out of Baton Rouge. Any of those states you can tune into for local coverage. National coverage, the Weather Channel is doing a very good job at covering Gustav. Or you can check our website at crownweather.com for the latest information on Gustav. For a direct link, it would be www.crownweather.com/Gustav, GUSTAV.html.
All right. I want to thank Rob once again for joining us twice today. Rob from Crown Weather Services in Presque Isle, Maine. Rob, we will see you again tomorrow at noon.
Yes, definitely.
So please check with us once again on XXBN for forecaster Rob Lightbound. He will be joining us with the latest at noon tomorrow. That's noon Eastern time. You can catch us at xxbn.net or xxbnradio.com or any of the many other blogs that are now posting us. On behalf of the producer, Kim Kasarik in Vancouver, B.C., I'm Jill Brenneman. This is the Brenneman Airplane, exclusively on XXBN. Music provided by Rusted Root. This is XXBN, Raleigh-Durham, Chapel Hill.
Thank you.